Helen Donoghue has the 8 o'clock news.
Good morning. The Israel-Iran war has entered a second week. Israel began attacking Iran, saying it aimed to prevent the country from developing nuclear weapons. Iran retaliated with missile and drone strikes on Israel. It says its nuclear program is peaceful. Overnight, the Israeli military said it carried out dozens of strikes on facilities in Iran, including an attack on a research facility, which it said is involved in the country's nuclear weapons development. And just before dawn, Iran fired a fresh barrage of missiles at Israel. At least one made a direct impact in Beersheba, Israel's largest southern city, which has been targeted in recent days. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is due to meet EU and UK foreign ministers in Geneva later today, in the hope of easing tensions between Iran and Israel. It follows the announcement by US President Donald Trump that he would make a decision on direct US military involvement in the war in the next 2 weeks. A former Israeli ambassador to the United States and former Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Aylon said that while the Israeli government would like to see the US involved in the war, it was up to President Trump to make that decision.
Of course, we make no secret, you know, what would be our wish, but we're not pushing the U.S. We're just presenting the situation, the facts, the consequences, and of course, defer to them. It's their decision.
The Hamas-run health authority in Gaza has said at least 34 Palestinians have been killed in two separate incidents in the center of the territory. 23 people are said to have died when Israeli tanks and drones opened fire on a crowd near an aid distribution centre. 11 other people were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel has yet to comment on the reports. A review into Israel's compliance with its human rights obligations enshrined in its trade and political relations with the European Union will be circulated to member states later today. The review, which was ordered by the EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, is expected to find that Israel is in violation of Article 2 of the EU-Israel Association Agreement in its conduct of the Gaza war. From Brussels, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, reports.
Article 2 of the agreement binds both parties to human rights and international humanitarian law. Critics of Israel's treatment of the Palestinian population have long argued that it's in breach of those obligations and that the EU-Israel Association Agreement, which covers trade, political and educational links, should be suspended in whole or in part. Ireland and Spain called for such a move in February last year. However, member states traditionally supportive of Israel, such as Germany, Hungary and the Czech Republic, were opposed, meaning there was no consensus. Last month, the Dutch foreign minister, himself a former ambassador to Israel and a long-time supporter, revived the idea. It followed Israel's weeks-long humanitarian blockade of Gaza. The Dutch proposal did garner majority support among national capitals, and Kaya Kallas ordered a review, which will be circulated to member states later today. It's expected to find that Israel is in violation of Article 2. EU foreign ministers will address the review when they meet on Monday, and Ms. Kallas will also brief EU leaders at their summit on Thursday. However, in order to avoid bitter divisions, diplomats say member states could defer action against Israel for 1 month in the hope that it massively restore humanitarian aid to Gaza. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Forsa trade union has expressed concern for the safety of staff at Oberstown Children's Detention Campus in Dublin. It follows several recent incidents which have left several staff members requiring hospital treatment. One staff member has been left with life-changing injuries after being cut in the face, according to Forsa's media relations director, Niall Shanahan. He said the situation at Oberstown is becoming more critical because of staff shortages and staff retention issues. On this programme, he said 9 staff members were injured 2 days ago, 4 of whom required hospital treatment. The potential impact of US tariffs on both sides of the border will be discussed at a meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council in County Armagh today. It's being chaired by Northern Ireland First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengally. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and other cabinet ministers are attending the meeting. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney reports.
This will be the 29th plenary meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council, a body established by the Good Friday Agreement. Business and trade including the potential impact of US tariffs and increasing uncertainty across international markets, is expected to top the agenda. There will also be discussions on infrastructure and investment, including the upgrade to the A5 road and the Narrow Water Bridge project to link counties Down and Louth. The GAA's planned new Casement Park Stadium in West Belfast will also feature. Mother and baby homes, Magdalen laundries and cross-border efforts to end violence against women and girls will also be on the agenda.
The ESB is to cease burning coal at its Money Point power station in County Clare from today. The plant has been burning coal since it was set up 40 years ago. However, Money Point will continue to provide security of supply for Ireland's electricity system by operating a backup generator for Airgrid. It will use heavy oil for electricity generation in place of coal for the next 4 years. Our environment correspondent George Lee reports.
ESB is continuing the transformation of its Money Point power station at Kilrush in County Clare into a renewable energy hub by ending the use of coal for electricity generation 6 months earlier than planned. It is a milestone in the organisation's net zero carbon emissions strategy. 2 years ago, it signed an agreement with Airgrid to keep the plant generating electricity using oil instead of coal from 2025 up to 2029. However, it will only be required to operate when the electricity system is short of generating capacity and only under instruction from Airgrid. Oil generation is less carbon intensive than coal generation for electricity, and the station is expected to see significantly less running during this 4 year period.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Today will be hot with long sunny spells. There may be showers and isolated thunderstorms. There may also be patchy mist and fog along west and southeast coasts. Highest temperatures will range from 24 to 29 degrees for most of the country. In Munster and South Leinster, highest temperatures will range from 20 to 23 degrees.